the other stories we talked about last week, and people were pretty angry about. I don't know if you subscribe to Netflix, but they had announced last week, okay, this is it. We were allowing you for a long time to share your passwords with everybody, and so other people could have access to Netflix, but we are going to end that, and we're going to put in a new set of guidelines, and you know, you're going to be charged, and people are not going to have access, and all of that. Well, apparently they got a huge backlash to that, I guess. You know, people saying, well, why would you allow us to do that all this time? And now you're going to take all of this away and probably increase, you know, my monthly subscription. Never mind. So Netflix is like, okay. We won't do that. The posted rules did include a requirement for all devices using the same account to be linked to the same Wi-Fi and for all devices to log in and stream on that Wi-Fi every 31 days and for a user to set a primary location, which has to be a television. And so if you're a traveler or you know, you have a student in college or you know, how there were so many questions about how those people would be accommodated. So they're backtracking on this now.
Those rules are so confusing. And like, I like to think that I keep up to date with, you know, terms of how tech keeps rolling out. I don't know why it's so arbitrary with so many different steps. I have to log my tablet in every 31 days or what? My account gets shut down because I decide not to watch it on that device anymore. I think that these streaming companies, Netflix specifically, has forgotten what made them really good. Cheap, accessible, and convenient. And it's that step above piracy. And they change the whole model. They start acting like this more and more. People are going to go back to, you know, downloading movies, doing it illegally, I think. And They saw the pushback, and it was fast and furious.
And what they're claiming is that, oh, no, you didn't understand us correctly. Those rules only apply to Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru. It went out to other countries by mistake.
It was a PR mistake. They hit the send all countries button when they just meant to do Costa Rica,
that's
Peru,
it.
And Chile.
Yes, we've since corrected all of that and removed the new rules from our website. So don't worry, it's only a number of Latin American countries.
Also, imagine living in Chile, Costa Rica, or Peru.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What the heck?
Why just them?
What? You screwed up and now we're the ones who are dealing with it.
Yeah. A spokesperson said that, you know, if the streaming giant does elect to implement those rules again or any other restrictions, it wouldn't do so without first communicating the details to its customers and trying to explain it so that everybody is aware. But I think it was a trial balloon. Let's put that out there and see what kind of reaction we get.
Their numbers haven't been doing as great. I mean, it costs a lot of money to keep producing this content. And now they're in a race with Paramount Plus, Peacock. There's so many different outlets there that exist now. And the ROI is very tough because they only make their money through the subscriptions. They're rolling out the advertising. We'll see how that goes. We're living in an interesting media time. All I know is there's a lot of great content, and I just get to sit back and watch it.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So, yeah, crisis averted.